in 2001, I was arrested for theft, for like car theft and petty stuff.
And you'd have been, what, 14, 15?
14, 15, yeah. And part of my diversion, this is what's really interesting too, is that I was put on pre-filing diversion, which means that your record is expunged when you turn 18. And part of my obligation was to participate in a program called the Victim Offender Reconciliation Program, or VORP. And that was where I met James Jackson. It's the kind of program where he was the victim, you know, or, you know, that's how it was painted at the time, and I was the person who stole a stereo out of his car. And you get to meet with these people, and they say, oh, well, how have you changed your life, and are you a good kid now, and oh, yeah, I'm a good kid. And he says, oh, well, you know, you seem like you're really turning your life around. I'd like to give you free scuba diving lessons. And the people in VORP apparently weren't informed by any other portion of the court system. And this is what's so funny about it is that he was out on bail for, I don't know, criminal sodomy or whatever, he was out on bail. It could be compared to, like, drowning or burning to death, if you're going to put a feeling to sexual abuse. Because what it is, it's a friend who basically tells you that they're not friendly. And that, you know, it's like, it's a real loss of trust for a person who's going to give you scuba diving lessons and help give you an outlet for your creativity and for, you know, this or that, and then to yank that from you in the worst way. The only thoughts that come to mind are pretty violent. But what's been frustrating is that I've not really been able to pinpoint responsibility. I don't feel like James Jackson is a responsible person, obviously. And, you know, as far as sexual urges go, I don't know that people can control them. So I carry a kind of ambivalence for this person. My concern is that the courts aren't sealing my documents, and that the courts are at fault for putting me into contact with them in the first place, and that the Boy Scouts of America didn't do anything about it either. They fired him, but then what? So he's been allowed to screw up over and over and over and over. And growing up, there were, you know, boys all over the neighborhood that I would play with, and my guess is that he's had access to them too.